part one of a new television documentary from producer Ken Burns. It's called Unforgivable Blackness, a biography of boxer Jack Johnson. It aired last night on PBS. Part two is this evening. Music always plays an important part in Ken Burns productions, and trumpeter and composer Wynton Marsalis provided the score for this one. Now here's something. 35 years ago, jazz legend Miles Davis also wrote the soundtrack for an earlier documentary called simply Jack Johnson. Day-to-day musical contributor David Waz says the contrast between these two scores really illustrates the kind of spirited disagreement that keeps jazz fresh and interesting.
To many of his fans, Miles Davis was the Lewis and Clark of his generation, a fearless experimenter and visionary bandleader who never met a genre he couldn't embrace. By contrast, Wynton Marsalis is a self-appointed defender of jazz tradition. He is a perennial critic of those who would violate its borders by fusing jazz improvisation with the simpler rhythms and harmonies of rock and roll. The differences are glaringly evident in a pair of newly released CDs by the two trumpeters. Miles's album, Tribute to Jack Johnson, was the score to William Caton's 1971 documentary. Wynton's new release is the soundtrack to Ken Burns' PBS biopic. Whether intentionally or not, Miles Davis chose to honor the fiercely independent Johnson with music that appealed to a younger, wider audience. His jagged trumpet lines hung above a rock shuffle beat and fought with John McLaughlin's aggressive electric guitar. Purists could not have been more put off. These weren't the supple, swinging, melodious sounds jazz critics were used to. This was Miles paying tribute to Jack Johnson, the first black boxing champ, by echoing the sounds of Jimi Hendrix, the first black rock and roll guitar legend. Somehow these two men, rocker and boxer, stand together as both heroic and tragic, a little like Miles himself. Marsalis, who has criticized Miles for slumming in the alleys of pop music, instead chose to invoke the music of Johnson's own time. A logical choice given his almost religious devotion to jazz tradition. His fidelity to such forms is uncanny. Witness the Louis Armstrong-like wah-wah trumpet on a track called Jack Johnson Two-Step. I prefer it when he shows his modernist hem a little more, as he does on a lugubriously slow blues entitled Fire in the Night. The roots show, but the overall sound is 21st century. Marsalis can blow like anyone, anytime, such is his versatility. But who is he and what is his enduring identity? That's harder to say. Whereas when Miles Davis enters timorously on the moody yesternow, there's no question whose lips rest on the trumpet's embouchure. His bird intimate sound and perfectly bent pitch not only announce his persona as the dark prince of the jazz world, but also offer a glimpse into Miles's vision of the boxer's emotional life. Wynton Marsalis is a gentleman and a scholar. Miles Davis, an outlaw and a rebel. Jack Johnson was a bit of both, a 1-2 punch of fluid grace and in-your-face flashiness. Let's call the musical bout a draw.
David Waz, his half of the band, Was Not Was, and a regular contributor to Day to Day.